This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not faint.
Looks like consumers are really starting to feel the pinch. I suppose, you know, everything's so good, but I don't know. It looks like consumers are actually having to start to pull back on things. So I guess that Gavin Newsom doesn't really have, you know, the high ground on this to tell everybody that, yeah, well, everything's fine. You know, look at what Joe Biden has done for us, right? Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the weekend edition of the broadcast. Glad to be with you, of course. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And also, of course, welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer, our flagship station in Tampa, Florida. And everybody listening along the GCN network, and of course GCN distributes our program to our great radio AM and FM affiliates out there across the highways and byways of the land. And so welcome to everybody there. Good morning to everybody at GCN as well. And folks, we're glad that you're spending some time with us here. And as we like to talk about on the weekend edition, you know, we are heard in different time slots and so forth over the weekend, so you may be hearing this program sometime Saturday afternoon, maybe Saturday, maybe Sunday afternoon, perhaps, or Sunday evening. And so, again, we welcome you. Welcome one, welcome all. And we have more to talk about this morning, I think, than we ever do on, on the weekend edition, because so much has happened throughout the week. And, of course, the debate on Thursday night really did start to galvanize a lot of things. And, you know, will DeSantis be the nominee? We don't know. Trump is so far ahead in the polls right now that he would seem to have a lock on that. If everything stays steady, everything stays as it appears to go, will Gavin Newsom be the nominee? Now, he kind of tried to rib Ron DeSantis about this. Well, neither of us are going to be the nominee. Well, don't not so fast, because there is this issue of Joe Biden and whether or not he will continue with the campaign. And I think strategically they're not going to make that announcement like right now or right before Christmas time or even directly after New Year's. But I do think as we start to approach the conventions, the intensity factor of this will go up. Now, also, I think Gavin Newsom has talked about that Kamala Harris would be the natural successor to Joe Biden on the ticket if Joe Biden were to step aside for whatever reasons, health reasons, want to spend more time with my family reasons. But all this, again, is sort of unbelievable to the casual observer to this, because Gavin Newsom, I think, wants it. I think he wants it real bad. And he believes that as long as he kind of gives this line, Joe Biden's great president, everything's great, I'm working to get them reelected, Kamala Harris is next in line, then when it all kind of settles out and he's sort of called upon to come in and be the standard bearer, because let's face it, they don't have a great deep bench on this thing at all, then he'll say, well, aw, shucks, I got to come in and I got to do this now and so forth. And he'll be smiling the whole way, just as he was pretty much at the debate, although at some of those times, I was thinking at the debate when things weren't really going his way, that the look on his face, like, you know, I'd really rather be at the French Laundry at this point having dinner, you know, as he did during COVID, when the rest of us were, you know, scared to death and huddled in our homes and we didn't know, we couldn't go out and all this kind of stuff. And yet he was having dinner at the French Laundry, swanky place, right? Well, we do have, of course, some sad news, of course, for Sandra Day O'Connor. Sandra Day O'Connor, of course, being remembered, having, of course, paved the way for women on the Supreme Court. She was appointed by Ronald Reagan and so forth. So this was quite a historic occasion. And as we remember her, I think that, again, this came at a time, I think, when it was obviously the right time for her to be there. And Sandra Day O'Connor, of course, and just an icon. I mean, what else can you say about a woman who went to the Supreme Court began to, again, blaze that trail? And that's what we should be doing. That's what we should be doing in this country, is blazing that trail. She did leave the court in 2006, and, of course, she passed away on Friday in Phoenix. Complications related to advanced dementia and respiratory illness, the Supreme Court has put out. She was 93 years old. And so, again, you know, the Supreme Court in this country is looked at as being, of course, it is the final word. But it's interesting how that is also changing, because now we protest at Supreme Court justices' homes. We don't like the way they, quote, vote. And we've lost this guidance of constitutional interpretation. And it's become, well, I need some votes on the Supreme Court. I think I'll pack the court and see if I can get some more votes on there so it can all be rubber stamped. And as we've seen what's happened recently with these kinds of protests and the kinds of threatening atmosphere that we live in regarding the Supreme Court, it really is very concerning, because it means that's just another breakdown in our system. And if we're going to go down the road now of, well, you know, it's just the Supreme Court's got to vote politically, at least in the eyes of many of the people, then we're going to just eradicate, again, one of the foundational structures of our system, and we're not going to be able to survive. I mean, I'm not trying to be overly dramatic. I'm just simply saying that once we start down that path, we're not going to be able to have a cogent, reasoned debate about the constitutionality of something, and then when it's decided, we move on to the next thing. Nope, it's still got to be a big fight. I guess that's what it's about. Stay right there, folks.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
My younger sister used to be 3 years younger than me. Now she's 23 years younger.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. We are racing through the weekend edition of the program this morning. And we hope that you've got some great weekend plans wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Because here we go, folks. We're into December now. It is December the 2nd. And all of a sudden, it's the holidays are really right around the corner. We've gone through Thanksgiving, of course. And that is the kickoff, of course, to the holiday season. But I got to tell you, we're going to blink and we'll turn around. It's going to be Christmas Eve, right? All of a sudden. And I hope that, whatever you've got going for the holidays, that that goes well. And I'll tell you something else, and I mentioned this a while back, but every year, I sort of make a vow to myself. I'm going to get all of my shopping done. And I'm not going to be racing around like the day before Christmas Eve or something, or even Christmas Eve. I've done that before. I know that that's probably might have been in your history as well. But every year I tell myself I'm going to get it done. I'm going to be good. I'm going to get this all taken care of. And I've got a good list. Okay, so at least I give myself credit for that. I've already got a good list going. Now I just have to implement the list. So next week is going to be, I'm really going to try and make a push and try to knock out some of these things on the list after checking it twice, of course, and making sure that I'm ready. So that way, when we do get right up to Christmas time, then I can just kind of relax a little bit. I think we all need that. It's been quite a year. I think it really has, obviously, not just in terms of world events, but everybody I've talked to, it's been a topsy-turvy year. There's been some curveballs that have come people's way, and it seems like they're always, sort of fielding those balls that are being hit out to them into the outfield, basically. And it's been a lot. So I think a lot of people are looking forward to the turnover into 2024. And, of course, that means we'll be officially into the election year, and that's when things are really going to start to heat up as well. So, again, a little bit of insight there into – and, by the way, I think I'm telling you this so that you can hold me accountable. You call in and say, how's the list going? How's your shopping going? Feel free to ask. All right. Once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And we do have so much more to tell you about. One of the things I mentioned as we were coming into the top of the show, top of the hour, Americans are finally turning frugal after splurging over summer. This from Bloomberg. Signs are piling up in recent data and warnings from top retailers such as Walmart Incorporated and anecdotes from local businesses across the country that after defying expectations all year and splurging over the summer, American households are starting to pull back. A burnt-out consumer weighed down by high interest rates, dwindling savings, is the surest sign that economic growth is gliding lower heading into 2024. The economy may face additional challenges in the new year as labor markets cool and wage growth moderates. The household disposable income side isn't looking great. Job growth is slowing. Wages are slowing, said James Knightley, chief international economist at ING. Says we're seeing a weaker consumer, and that's significant because remember, folks, consumer spending basically is two-thirds of the U.S. economy. It really, really props things up. In fact, we talked with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, on the Friday morning edition, and we were talking about consumer spending, and he said, yeah, it's definitely down. People aren't able to and are not maintaining their same level of spending. And I think they were doing that more or less in the summertime as we went through the year, because people would get into their savings, or they would put things on a credit card, or they might have to, you know, try to get into their 401k or something in order to continue to spend. This is running out at this point. I mean, it's completely finite, isn't it? It's not like the federal government. The federal government can continue to borrow. They can print money. They can do all kinds of stuff. But you and I, we don't have that option. We absolutely have to live within our means as best as we can. And if we get overextended, then that becomes a problem as well. Monthly government data on personal spending published Thursday showed a cutback in discretionary categories like cars, furniture, gym memberships to begin the fourth quarter. Holiday shopping was also less festive, with Black Friday spending down at a number of the country's largest chains and a record amount of online purchases made by using buy now, pay later schemes on Cyber Monday. So that's also pretty interesting. Very interesting indeed. The slowdown in spending, which remains fairly resilient, all things considered, will be welcomed by Federal Reserve officials who have been concerned that a strong consumer could keep inflation elevated. Investors are now pricing in about 120 basis points of rate cuts in 2024. According to futures, nearly double what they were expecting as recently as mid-October. So they're looking ahead to believe that then the Fed will then start cutting the rates, believing that their war on inflation, quote-unquote, is making a lot of progress. But I would turn around, too, and say, well, how did we get to this inflationary cycle to begin with? And that, I think, really does go back to fuel prices, to energy independence in this country. When we see the fuel prices going up because of oil, for example, and then everything down the line from that, well, everything goes up. As I mentioned earlier, I mean, try to go out to lunch. Casual dining right here in Southern California, if it starts approaching $50 for lunch, right, for two people, that is something that's a deal breaker for the most part. That can be a real deal breaker. So now is that, well, you can go out to lunch maybe a couple of times a week, or once a week, or once every 2 weeks, this kind of thing, because people need money for like other stuff, like paying for their electricity, paying for their gas, paying for their all the other expenses that they have, and when when so much of their disposable income is being taken away, well, then, you know, something gives. You know, and it's fun to go out to the movies, too, but the movies can be incredibly expensive. You know, think of, you know, you take a couple of people to the movie, and it's going to be, I don't know if it'd be $100, but it's definitely going to be at least upwards of 50 or 60, somewhere in there. By the time you buy tickets and get popcorn and stuff like that, it's a lot. So if it's a special treat, that's one thing. But a lot of people, maybe they like to go out much more than that. And it just becomes cost prohibitive. So again, if we're starting to see now that that consumers are turning more frugal, I think that's a huge indicator. Now, we'll go through the holidays, and I think people will spend, and we'll hear stories about some big holiday spending and stuff like that. But there's that big stop that comes right after Christmas time and New Year's. You get into January, and then reality starts setting in. And unfortunately, you know, this is just anecdotal, but a lot of times you'll see people start having real problems because they will make it through Christmas. They will make it through the holidays. And then in January, other things start happening, or it bursts, and they're no longer able to maintain it. And that's when you start to see foreclosures, or you see people stop paying their rent, you know, this kind of thing. And so it can be very troubling indeed. All right. So once again, folks, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And we're here on the weekend edition, and we're glad that you're there. Get this, folks. We'll tease this, and we'll go to the break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about it. This from Newsweek. Republicans warn that lockdowns could be coming as China pneumonia spreads. Republican lawmakers sent an urgent plea to President Biden on Friday as a concerning rise in pneumonia cases continues across China. Many parts of China have been hit by a surge in the illness, which has particularly affected children. Northern provinces in China experienced a jump in cases for five consecutives since mid-October. The news triggered global concern following China's lack of transparency regarding the origins of COVID. Oh, boy, don't get me started on that. And the spread of which prompted strict health restrictions and quarantine measures. Several states in the U.S. reported an uptick in child pneumonia cases this week, further raising alarm about the illness, although health officials allege there is, quote, zero evidence that the increase is connected to China. Well, folks, we remember how this all started once before, don't we? And people aren't going to stand for that kind of thing again, but it's very concerning. We can't have another huge outbreak or something, no doubt about it. We'll tell you more about this and much, much more on the other side of the break. Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you. Weekend edition.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The House expelled Republican Representative George Santos following an ethics report that strongly criticized his conduct. Before the Friday vote, Santos spoke with Fox News.
I want people to vote their conscience.
He's only the sixth member of the House to ever be expelled. Despite actor Jussie Smollett losing his conviction appeal and potentially facing prison, Vice President Kamala Harris's 2019 post labeling him a victim of a modern-day lynching remains online. An Illinois appeals court upheld Smollett's previous conviction on 5 disorderly conduct charges in 2021, stemming from his false claims of a racist and homophobic attack. The Philadelphia City Council approved a bill prohibiting the use of ski masks in parks, schools, public transit, or other city-owned buildings. Advocates say it will aid law enforcement in solving crimes, but civil rights advocates fear it could unfairly criminalize people of color. John Schaefer, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Weekend edition. We are rolling right through the weekend edition this morning. And we hope that you've got some great weekend plans this weekend and as we head into the holiday season here. And, yeah, we might have a little bit of holiday festiveness, as we might say, here on the program as we start to head into the holiday season. So I'll just sort of tease you with that. And as we go into next week, hopefully we'll be able to have some of that set up. We're just going to be a little festive as we go, you know, because we are incredibly, we have a lot of fun on this program. We're not pessimistic about things that are going on. We are very, we're watching the reality of things that are going on. We know the concerns of the things that are going on. But folks, I really do believe that we are going to see things get a lot better. And one of the reasons, of course, is because of programs like this and people like you that have that kind of outlook. And it's not just pie in the sky. I mean, I really do think that we have better ideas. We have better ideas than the far left. We have better ideas than other factions in different parts of the world. I think we have better ideas to teach our young people. We have better ideas to show the real success and the progress that can come through hard work, perseverance, and unfortunately, I think a lot of younger people. And this is not a dig, but I just think a lot of younger people have not seen or experienced the results of that kind of thing. Many have, and I think maybe the vast majority have. But certainly in this country, we have great opportunities. And the idea is to make sure that we keep those opportunities coming for everybody. And going back to the debate and on Thursday night with Ron DeSantis and Governor Newsom, I think that these stark choices were on display. And these very different approaches, approaches of government, what's the role of government in our lives? What are we going to, you know, how are we going to create a society by which people can move forward and live the American dream? Well, if you had to pick between DeSantis and Newsom, I think DeSantis clearly would be the choice. Only because he was talking about how you get things done, how they accomplished things for people. That was, you know, all in all is one of the general thrusts of what DeSantis was talking about. Gavin Newsom was kind of mad at everybody for not having the right sort of political viewpoint on things and wanted to sort of, run DeSantis down because he mispronounced Kamala Harris's name. You know, some people have called her Kamala, some people, and I know her name, I believe, is supposed to be pronounced as Kamala. I get that. But Ron DeSantis called her Kamala, and Gavin Newsom just sort of went off on that. And, and not even really giving him the benefit of the doubt that maybe he just mispronounced her name because it's easy to do that because some people will simply put the emphasis in another place and maybe just naturally do that, but not to have some evil intent of trying to. And by the way, I try to pronounce people's names the right way and so forth. I think we all try to do stuff like that in our daily lives. So I don't think DeSantis had some evil intent about that. But it's like Newsom was looking for things like that, that he could sort of, tee off on. Because obviously, that was his modus operandi. He was going to explain to everybody how they were wrong, how they were this or that, and they weren't going with the program. Now, one of the things that DeSantis did, And by the way, I just want to say this one thing. Gavin Newsom, of course, is governor here in California. He is very slick, and he is very polished, and he is very sort of politician-y in that regard. And he sort of, and you can tell when that kicks in, when that sort of turns on, right? And it's kind of like, oh, okay, all right, fine. You're just going to be the slick politician guy. But I don't think that it played well with maybe some people that tuned in and said, I really don't know much about Gavin Newsom, but I hear he's probably the heir apparent. And I hear that he's probably that he's the best message guy that they have. And if they came into watching that debate with that expectation, I think they may have seen a very, very bad a portrayal of Gavin Newsom. And they might say to themselves, I'm not sure that this guy... Yeah, I really want him running the country. I mean, is this the guy who's going to sit behind the Resolute desk and make a tough decision? Or is this a guy who's going to, he's going to be informed by the ideology? In fact, I was telling somebody earlier today that the issue, like just, again, because it was the debate between DeSantis and Newsom, you can see these two guys sitting behind the Resolute desk. Or you put one behind and then evaluate and put the other behind and evaluate. Well, Ron DeSantis, and I really do mean this. I'm not just trying to say something nice for the sake of saying something nice. I think that Ron DeSantis would sit behind that Resolute desk and have to make a decision. And it might even, and it'd be a tough decision. All the presidential decisions are tough. We get it. But he would make tough decisions that may not be the most politically popular one, because Ron DeSantis seems to have this bent to lead and to do the kind of thing that may not, in other words, it may go against the grain, but it goes against the grain for the right reason. It's one of those reasons that would become apparent as that decision were to play out and the success would be there, and people would say, okay, yeah, looking back, I think that President DeSantis made the right decision on that. And that's where that's so tough to be president. That's why it wears you down. That's why if you see the before and after pictures of presidents when they go into office, when they come out of office, it looks like they've been through the ringer, right? Now, Gavin Newsom, and again, it's not personal against Gavin Newsom, but a politician like Gavin Newsom from this party, from this idea, this ideological sort of perspective, it's almost as, oh, okay, great, I'm president. I'm president. Okay, I got elected president. It's all good. I'm sitting behind the Resolute desk. Guess what? I would argue, folks, that every decision, just about every single one, is informed by the ideology, and that's the primary decision making matrix that he would have, or a politician like him. Again, I'm not trying to be personally digging on Gavin Newsom. I just want to sort of get the point across here, because the ideology informs them. And in other words, we as observers could take the same issue to make the decision on, and could probably write it down. You know, I don't know if this picks up on the microphone, but here I am writing it down. And then you could seal it up in an envelope, and, you know, so that it's obviously sealed up. And then open it after the decision is made, and you probably 9 times out of 10 get exactly the same decision if you run it through the filter of the ideological matrix. Because all those decisions would be made. And it's not like it's, so there's no gut wrenching, oh man, what do I do? I do this, I do that, if I do that, it goes like this. It's what does our ideology tell us? What does the political perspective tell us? You know, what does our political philosophy tell us about this? And I do think that that's where we get a lot of these huge problems. And especially with the Biden administration. Things aren't super better because of the Biden administration. Things aren't super better because Biden has 50 years of experience, as Joe Scarborough told us earlier this week, right? Biden has 50 years of experience. And, you know, he knows how to pick up the phone and deal with that hostage crisis. What? The whole point is that you shouldn't have the hostage crisis to begin with. That's a failure of leadership. That's a failure of projecting the kind of consequences and the kind of thing that would be going on if Americans were held. And, but again, I think so many things, Obama administration, Biden administration, it's all informed by the ideology. And it's not really taken, I think, as individual issues that sometimes you make a popular decision, sometimes you make an unpopular decision. It's like, well, we all know the decision. Whose turn is it to be president? Okay, you're president now. No big deal. Because the ideological decision matrix rules us all. It just rules us all. All right, folks. Kyle Warren with you. Weekend edition. We're coming right back. We've got another great song. Just stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded.
So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. Weekend edition. We are rolling through the weekend edition at an alarming rate this morning, of course. It's going by super fast and because we've got a lot to talk about and lots to do. And we've got more coming up, of course, as we head into this segment because we've got our second Trucker Traveler report. We've got another great song lined up. So without further ado, we're going to get right to that. And, of course, we always have a song before our Trucker Traveler Report to keep you pumped up, keep you going, keep you heading down the road. If you're driving, if you're working at a job or working at your shift, we kind of get you revved up as well. And it's our pleasure. It's our duty and it's our solemn promise to you, the listener, to make sure that we hold up our end of the bargain on that. So without further ado, here we go, folks. Journey any way you want it. Love.
We'll be right back.
I think this is what you call being in the zone. All the Journey guys right there, they are just absolutely in the zone. And it's super fast, but they're all doing it at the same rate. You know, yeah, it's super fast up-tempo compared to the original recording, I'm sure, but that's okay. It's live, and but see, here's the thing. They're going super fast, but the energy is there, and it's not out of control. That's why they are so good at what they do. Neil Sean on guitar, of course, and you got Steve Perry, the great incomparable Steve Perry, on vocals. And this guy could just make his voice do whatever he wanted it to do. And it just seemed like it was so easy. And we talk about Eric Clapton's songs, how they soar, but Steve Perry certainly soars when he starts singing. Okay, folks, let's take a look at our map here real quick again. We do have some dense fog advisories to tell you about, especially if you're in the Wichita area, dense fog advisory going on there, at least until noon on Saturday. These things could return over the weekend, so wherever you are, whatever time you're hearing this, just be aware, be careful. Also, we got some wind advisories near Lubbock, Texas, up near Amarillo. This is Long I-40, of course, historic Route 66, heading over towards Albuquerque, New Mexico. High wind warnings and watches going on there. Winter storm warnings around Denver, Fort Collins, heading west of Denver, out I-70. Winter storm warnings going on there this weekend. Then, of course, we also had some snow, I know, that we were telling you about. We'll get to that here in just a moment. We've also got some winter storm warnings in southern Ohio, pardon me, Idaho, I should say, and also heading on up through central Idaho, up towards northern Idaho, and then Missoula, Montana. You've got winter weather advisories going on there. Our friends in Seattle, Washington, lots and lots of precipitation coming in as we head into the weekend here. It's an awful lot because they're getting an atmospheric river there in the Pacific Northwest, so this is going to impact Seattle, of course, Portland. Walla Walla, you've got some snow as we head into the weekend. Boise, Idaho, same story. Salt Lake City, Logan, Utah, you've got some snow as we head into the weekend here as well. We've also got a lot of rain in the south. We've got rain coming down through Tupelo. We've got rain all through parts of southern Mississippi, southern Alabama, southern Louisiana. So if you're coming along I-10, this is going to be major impact to your trucking across there. So be careful. It's going to stretch all the way over to Tallahassee, almost into about the middle of Florida especially as you're coming down I-75. So be careful there. Because again, this is where we're looking at as we're heading in to this weekend. We've also got a lot of rain and snow covering most of southern Michigan right now. We've got the rain and snow around Chicago, Detroit as well. So just be careful out there. And wherever you are, whatever you're doing, and especially just around everything out, if you're coming through Spokane up through northern Idaho, especially coming down 4th of July Pass, looks like there's going to be snow again as at the time that we're on the air here early Saturday morning. So be careful out there, and we want you to get there in one piece. And we're glad to hear from you as well. You can always go to KyleWarrenShow.com. It's KyleWarrenShow.com, and you can suggest a song for the Trucker Traveler Report if you like, or just give us a direct message. Well, now it's time, of course, to bring in our good friend, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. That's the website. Also, you can find her on the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook as well. Good morning and happy weekend to you, Denise.
Hey, happy weekend. Good morning.
Good morning indeed. Well, I got to tell you, you know, there's still a lot of fallout from this debate. We'll talk a little bit about that, of course, as we go through the program this morning. But what do you think? We heard Senator Bernie Sanders saying that Israel resuming its attacks against Gaza and Hamas is now beyond the pale. And so what? Really? What about what Hamas did? Was that beyond the pale?
I'd like for him to kind of go sit in on a couple of foreign policy committee meetings and hearings, and maybe he needs an intelligence brief. Or maybe he ought to just go move to Cuba.
Very funny. Yeah, I think maybe so. You know, because again, you know, obviously our default position for the United States is going to be basically supporting Israel, but that seems to be getting eroded more and more. Not only through these protests, but now through even politicians like Bernie Sanders.
Well, I'll tell you an interesting fact. And I kind of mentioned this yesterday about Qatar doing the negotiations. One of Qatar's best friends is Iran. A lot of people don't know this, but right off the coast of Qatar is literally the largest natural in water way is the largest natural gas find ever. There's a north field and a south field. Well, Qatar discovered it, and that's why the nation is so wealthy, is because of this gas field in the waterways, so they have the south field, which is the larger half, and guess who has the north? Iran.
Mm-hmm.
So all deference is being paid by this administration to Qatar in Iran. I mean, you we're trying to give them $10 billion, you know, the joint plan of action, you know, all this other nonsense. Well, this administration is completely intimidated by Qatar, and you know, we're trying to play nice, and we're going to give all deference that we can to the enemy. And Qatar is an enemy, period, end of report. And we ought to get rid of our military base there. We have a very, very large one, an LUD air base, and it ought to be out of there.
Well, you know, you make a great point about that. And because obviously this isn't over. I mean, this has a potentiality to get a whole lot worse. Just by the way these actors are acting. So stay right there, Denise. Folks, we're heading up to the top of the hour news right now. Got to pay a couple of bills. You'll hear the news. And when we come back, more with Denise Simon, founderscove.com, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. We're coming right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.